Hello, I'm Ashley Negron with the Environmental Protection Agency's Office of Inspector General. Each year, the OIG identifies a list of what we believe to be the top management challenges at the EPA. The 2015 list is out, and Aaron Barnes-Weaver, a project manager in our Office of Program Evaluation, is here to talk about it. As required by the Reports Consolidation Act of 2000, the OIG identified six major management challenges at the EPA. Aaron, before we dive in, will you please describe what a management challenge is?
According to the Government Performance and Results Act Modernization Act of 2010, major management challenges are programs or management functions within or across agencies that have a greater vulnerability to waste, fraud, abuse, and mismanagement, where a failure to perform well could seriously affect the ability of an agency or the federal government to achieve its mission or goals. We use audit, evaluation, and investigative work, as well as additional analysis of agency operations to identify management challenges.
This year, the OIG retained all management challenges from last year's list due to persistent issues. Aaron, will you briefly describe the six challenges?
Yes. This year's challenges include, number one, the EPA needs to improve oversight of states authorized to accomplish environmental goals. We have identified the absence of robust oversight by the EPA of the states authorized to implement environmental programs. Oversight of state activities requires that the EPA establish consistent national baselines that states must meet and the EPA must monitor the states. Number two, limited controls hamper the safe reuse of contaminated sites. As the EPA promotes and encourages the redevelopment and reuse of contaminated properties, it must strengthen its oversight of the long-term safety of sites, particularly when non-EPA parties have key responsibilities. Number three, the EPA faces challenges in managing chemical risks. The EPA needs to enhance program management and overcome statutory limitations on data availability to effectively ensure that the production and use of chemicals does not harm human health and the environment. Number four, the EPA needs to improve its workload analysis to accomplish its mission efficiently and effectively. The EPA's program and regional offices have not conducted a systematic workload analysis or identified workforce needs for budget justification purposes. Such analysis is critically important to mission accomplishment. Number five, the EPA needs to enhance information technology security to combat cyber threats. The EPA faces information security challenges involving risk management planning, implementation of security tools, computer security incident response capability, and follow-up on remediation actions taken. And finally, number six, the EPA continues to need improved management oversight to combat fraud and abuse and take prompt action against employees found to be culpable. Recent events and activities indicate a possible culture of complacency among some supervisors at the EPA regarding time and attendance controls, employee computer usage, and real property management. In some cases, the agency has not taken prompt action on OIG reports of investigations that substantiate employee misconduct, which delays holding employees accountable.
Thank you so much, Aaron, for summarizing this year's OIG list of management challenges at the EPA. For more information about this report and other EPA Office of Inspector General work, please visit our website at www.epa.gov/OIG and be sure to follow us on Twitter at EPA OIG.